We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, brave viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Outrossy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11604 MHz, polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27,500, FEC 5/6. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, we have three new cable channels. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Établissement Arsena. In Formosa or Taiwan, we have a new cable channel in Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xin Yong An Cable TV. Our usual coverage continues in Cameroon in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Amphion, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. En localidad Fontibón, en localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. En Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar. En Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunchin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates more than $500,000 to restore a historic Afghan garden. In ecology news, Indian groups join to hold environmental awareness fairs. In cultural news, a Cuban university has its first graduates of a sign language degree program. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 30th, is the Independence Day of Vanuatu, observing its self-rule attained in 1980. It is a group of more than 80 islands situated between Hawaii and Australia in the South Pacific Ocean. Vanuatu's cultural diversity is reflected in the over 120 distinct languages spoken by a population of approximately 221,000. The Vate Conservation Area is the picturesque island country's first national park. Its more than 2,700 hectares is home to 75% of the species of land and freshwater birds of Vanuatu. May the gentle residents of Vanuatu have a wonderful Independence Day.
The way of the best chance in 2 decades to give Somalia a future.
European Union provides humanitarian aid for Somalia. On Tuesday, July 27th, the European Commission announced a €35 million donation that will assist in the areas of food, water, shelter and other necessities, along with longer-term goals of disaster risk reduction and coordinating partner operations in Somalia. This pledge comes in addition to a previous assistance package for the drought-stricken Horn of Africa, which includes Somalia.
The European Union as a whole contributes almost half of the total aid to Somalia.
The country is in fragile balance due to internal strife, and the challenges presented by humanitarian needs have been compounded by climate change effects, such as cyclical drought, floods, and outbreaks of infectious diseases. The European Commission affirmed its commitment as Somalia's largest donor, with the hope being that this development aid will lead to the re-establishment of peace and security in the country. Many thanks and heaven bless European Commission and European Union member states for your generous continued support that surely raises the spirits of the Somali people. Wishing them abundant sustenance, stability and harmony that prevails throughout the land.
Russia enacts total alcohol ban while driving. On Friday, July 23rd, President Dmitry Medvedev signed a measure into law that prohibits any degree of alcoholic or narcotic intoxication for persons who are driving. In support of the measure, State Duma Speaker Boris Gryzlov stated that more stringent penalties already enacted for drunk driving have helped reduce the number of alcohol-related car accidents by 11% and the number of lives lost due to such accidents by 35% in the first half of 2010. Thank you, President Medvedev and the Russian government for implementing zero alcohol tolerance on the roads for the safety of all fellow citizens. May similar life-saving measures be passed in many other countries to benefit individuals and families worldwide.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
New Swiss party gives voice to four-legged friends. The newly established Tierpartie Schweiz, or TPS, or Animal Party Switzerland, has a primary mission of representing the interests of animals. Co-founded by a regional economist, an attorney, and the head of the Swiss Vegetarian Union, the party's stated commitments include protecting and raising awareness about animal welfare, improving human and animal relationships, replacing animal experimentation methods, and protecting wild animal habitats, among others. An online Facebook page with the slogan "Because Animals Need a Voice" has been set up for the party. Positive support for the new party is anticipated based on the country's already existing laws that favour animal welfare. A big bravo, Animal Party Switzerland. May God bless your noble endeavours with successful policies that uphold harmonious living with our treasured earthly co-inhabitants.
Honour given to dogs in Russian space program as movie is newly released in English. Human space exploration is one of the most significant achievements of the 20th century. However, as U.S. astronaut Buzz Aldrin once noted, the human astronauts owe a huge debt to the animals who quietly blaze the trail before them. Russians are honoring the 50th anniversary of the first canines to be sent into space and have released Star Dogs, a 3D animation about their heroic journey, which was just made available in English this month. Space dogs Belka and Strekla spent a day in orbit before being recovered upon a successful landing. Their journey was preceded by pioneer Laika, an originally stray dog who became the first being to ever orbit the planet and provide valuable data along with proof that a living being could survive the physical stress of a launch and outer space. Sadly, in what was already a one-way journey due to the lack of technology at the time to deorbit, Laika soon died due to mechanical failure that caused overheating before she could be euthanized. In total, 5 of the 13 dogs Russia sent into space lost their lives in flight.
In the beginning of the United States space program, many monkeys contributed to the first flights, most of whom also tragically did not survive for various reasons. When the U.S. Air Force decided to retire the remaining monkeys from the space program in 1997, Dr. Carol Noon, founder of Save the Chimp Sanctuary, was awarded custody of some of the primates and built a safe haven to allow them to live out their lives in peace. These individual animals are among the countless many to whom humanity is indebted for its spaceflight achievements.
We are grateful for the sacrifices and unconditional love of the heroic animal helpers who took on the risks of the unknown to assist humankind. As we appreciate tributes like the movie Star Dogs, we pray that in the present day, all animals will be spared such suffering as we treat them only with kindness and dignity.
Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring each of the brave animal astronauts with a posthumous Shining World Hero Award.
Aid workers freed in Darfur. German nationals Malte Gola and Werner Stern were freed on Tuesday, July 27th after being detained for over a month during their work in the South Darfur capital, Niala, for the German state-run disaster relief agency Technische Hilfswerk. Germany's foreign minister, Guido Westerwelle, confirmed their release in good condition as he thanked Sudanese officials for their support. "We are relieved to know of the two workers' peaceful freedom as we join in thankfulness for the assistance of the personnel in Sudan, wishing Messrs. Gola and Stern many celebrations of life in the warm company of loved ones."
World's full face transplant recipient gives thanks. On the day of his discharge from Barcelona's Vall d'Hebron Hospital in Spain, a 31-year-old identified as Oscar spoke to television crews for the first time since his surgery in March. The operation, which came 5 years after a disfiguring accident left him with difficulty speaking, breathing, and swallowing, was conducted by a team of 30 experts in a 24-hour procedure that gave him new lips, nose, jaws, teeth, a palate, facial muscles, and cheekbones. Oscar stated, "Friends, I want to thank the hospital coordinators, the entire medical team, the family of the donor, and most of all, my family, who are supporting me these days." Lead surgeon Dr. Joan Pere-Barrett explained that although he still has considerable recovery ahead, Oscar's improvements thus far have been steady. "Congratulations, Oscar, on your remarkable progress, and our appreciative thanks, Dr. Barrett, medical team, and all the others aiding in Oscar's full recovery. May your efforts pave the path for many more to benefit from such life-changing assistance."
In the way of the best chance in 2 decades to give Somalia a future.
European Union provides humanitarian aid for Somalia. On Tuesday, July 27th, the European Commission announced a €35 million donation that will assist in the areas of food, water, shelter and other necessities, along with longer-term goals of disaster risk reduction and coordinating partner operations in Somalia. This pledge comes in addition to a previous assistance package for the drought-stricken Horn of Africa, which includes Somalia.
The European Union as a whole contributes almost half of the total aid to Somalia.
The country is in fragile balance due to internal strife, and the challenges presented by humanitarian needs have been compounded by climate change effects, such as cyclical drought, floods, and outbreaks of infectious diseases. The European Commission affirmed its commitment as Somalia's largest donor, with the hope being that this development aid will lead to the re-establishment of peace and security in the country. Many thanks and heaven bless European Commission and European Union member states for your generous continued support that surely raises the spirits of the Somali people. Wishing them abundant sustenance, stability and harmony that prevails throughout the land.
Russia enacts total alcohol ban while driving. On Friday, July 23rd, President Dmitry Medvedev signed a measure into law that prohibits any degree of alcoholic or narcotic intoxication for persons who are driving. In support of the measure, State Duma Speaker Boris Gryzlov stated that more stringent penalties already enacted for drunk driving have helped reduce the number of alcohol-related car accidents by 11% and the number of lives lost due to such accidents by 35% in the first half of 2010. Thank you, President Medvedev and the Russian government for implementing zero alcohol tolerance on the roads for the safety of all fellow citizens. May similar life-saving measures be passed in many other countries to benefit individuals and families worldwide.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage. Organ failure. Heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes. Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage, alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
New Swiss Party gives voice to four-legged friends. The newly established Tierpartei Schweiz, or TPS, or Animal Party Switzerland, has a primary mission of representing the interests of animals. Co-founded by a regional economist, an attorney and the head of the Swiss Vegetarian Union, the party's stated commitments include protecting and raising awareness about animal welfare, improving human and animal relationships, replacing animal experimentation methods, and protecting wild animal habitats, among others. An online Facebook page with the slogan, "Because animals need a voice," has been set up for the party. Positive support for the new party is anticipated based on the country's already existing laws that favour animal welfare. A big bravo, Animal Party Switzerland. May God bless your noble endeavours with successful policies that uphold harmonious living with our treasured earthly co-inhabitants.
Honour given to dogs in Russian space program as movie is newly released in English. Human space exploration is one of the most significant achievements of the 20th century. However, as U.S. astronaut Buzz Aldrin once noted, the human astronauts owe a huge debt to the animals who quietly blaze the trail before them. Russians are honoring the 50th anniversary of the first canines to be sent into space and have released Star Dogs, a 3D animation about their heroic journey, which was just made available in English this month. Space dogs Belka and Strekla spent a day in orbit before being recovered upon a successful landing. Their journey was preceded by pioneer Laika, an originally stray dog who became the first being to ever orbit the planet and provide valuable data along with proof that a living being could survive the physical stress of a launch and outer space. Sadly, in what was already a one-way journey due to the lack of technology at the time to deorbit, Laika soon died due to mechanical failure that caused overheating before she could be euthanized. In total, 5 of the 13 dogs Russia sent into space lost their lives in flight.
In the beginning of the United States space program, many monkeys contributed to the first flights, most of whom also tragically did not survive for various reasons. When the U.S. Air Force decided to retire the remaining monkeys from the space program in 1997, Dr. Carol Noon, founder of Save the Chimp Sanctuary, was awarded custody of some of the primates and built a safe haven to allow them to live out their lives in peace. These individual animals are among the countless many to whom humanity is indebted for its spaceflight achievements.
We are grateful for the sacrifices and unconditional love of the heroic animal helpers who took on the risks of the unknown to assist humankind. As we appreciate tributes like the movie Star Dogs, we pray that in the present day, all animals will be spared such suffering as we treat them only with kindness and dignity.
Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring each of the brave animal astronauts with a posthumous Shining World Hero Award.
Aid workers freed in Darfur. German nationals Malte Göller and Werner Stern were freed on Tuesday, July 27th after being detained for over a month during their work in the South Darfur capital, Niala, for the German state-run disaster relief agency Technische Hilfswerk. Germany's foreign minister, Guido Westerwelle, confirmed their release in good condition as he thanked Sudanese officials for their support. "We are relieved to know of the two workers' peaceful freedom as we join in thankfulness for the assistance of the personnel in Sudan, wishing Messrs. Göller and Stern many celebrations of life in the warm company of loved ones."
World's full face transplant recipient gives thanks. On the day of his discharge from Barcelona's Vall d'Hebron Hospital in Spain, a 31-year-old identified as Oscar spoke to television crews for the first time since his surgery in March. The operation, which came 5 years after a disfiguring accident left him with difficulty speaking, breathing, and swallowing, was conducted by a team of 30 experts in a 24-hour procedure that gave him new lips, nose, jaws, teeth, a palate, facial muscles, and cheekbones. Oscar stated, "Friends, I want to thank the hospital coordinators, the entire medical team, the family of the donor, and most of all, my family, who are supporting me these days." Lead surgeon Dr. Joan Perret-Barrett explained that although he still has considerable recovery ahead, Oscar's improvements thus far have been steady. "Congratulations, Oscar, on your remarkable progress, and our appreciative thanks, Dr. Barrett, medical team, and all the others aiding in Oscar's full recovery. May your efforts pave the path for many more to benefit from such life-changing assistance."
Save our planet. Warming Arctic Ocean could result in devastating methane release. U.S. researchers now estimate climate change is accelerating the likely melt of frozen deep-sea methane hydrates, leading to the potential discharge of an overwhelming 16,000 metric tons of methane annually. Although the methane would initially be consumed by marine microbes, these would release CO2 with a resulting imbalance that could result in numerous dead zones, where the water would lose as much as 95% of its life-sustaining oxygen. In addition, the microbial production of CO2 would increase ocean acidity, jeopardizing the survival of many species and disrupting marine ecosystems.
As a further side effect, key nutrients such as nitrate, copper, and iron that are useful to organisms would also be depleted due to the activity of the microbes. Experts have detected large seafloor methane stores beneath waters throughout the Arctic as well as in the North Pacific Oceans, with some lakes and seas already showing the bubbling of methane plumes and similar microbial processes. Study co-author Dr. Scott M. Elliott, a marine biogeochemist at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, USA, stated, "This will be a truly big environmental pollution problem in the next few decades. This problem is not going to go away."
our appreciation, Dr. Elliot and colleagues, for alerting us to this destructive scenario being formed beneath our oceans. Let us quickly adopt more sustainable lifestyles to avoid such dire outcomes to the planet.
During a September 2008 interview on the U.S.-based environmentally sound radio, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the threat of methane release in the context of global warming, while highlighting the way for human prevention.
You look all that and you see already, because the methane gas and hydrogen sulfide are resulted from animal raising. And that produce a lot of toxic gas into the air, and it warm the atmosphere, and then the atmosphere melt the ice, and the ocean will be warm, and then more methane and other toxin will be released from the bottom of the ocean and permafrost and all that, and then it will be like a devil's circle. I hope we stop it quick. If we do not do anything, then we will go to the point of no return. But luckily, because due to many new vegetarian people joining the vegetarian diet, and now we have delayed the point of no return.
Save our planet. After 1 million bats succumbed in the U.S. to the disease known as white nose syndrome, the U.S. Forest Service is asking for the cooperation of explorers to refrain from entering certain caves throughout 5 states to protect the bats and allow them to recover.
Save our planet. As global warming causes rising seas to encroach further inland on the Carteret Islands, ruining crops and spoiling water supplies, former island resident Miss Ursula Rakova forms the organization Tulele Pesa to raise funds for moving fellow islanders to Papua New Guinea.
Save our planet. As a team of Kuwaiti divers works to remove several fishing nets, each 100 meters in length, from entanglement in coral reefs off the southern island of Garu, they call for the use of such nets to cease for the protection of fragile marine life.
Save our planet. With crops threatened from receiving less than 2 inches of rain in the past 5 months compared to a normal average of 12, state climatologist Pao Shin Chu of Hawaii, USA, notes that global warming has caused increasingly higher temperatures with less and less rainfall over the last 50 years.
The tip of the day. When you travel, it's a good idea to take some thin rope or thick cotton string to hang clothes or towels on the dry. If camping, try tying it between 2 trees. If you are in a hotel room that doesn't have a drying line, one end could be securely fastened to a towel bar and the other to a shower curtain rod. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the United States donates $533,000 to restore her historic Afghan garden. The U.S. Agency for International Development is collaborating with the Aga Khan Trust for Culture and the Kabul Municipality to complete phase two of the project to replenish Kabul's historic Baghe Qazi Garden. Once completed, it will be the largest green space in Kabul. The Kabul government has committed to renovating 10 parks during 2010. Our sincere gratitude to the U.S. Agency for International Development, Aga Khan Trust for Culture, and the Kabul Municipality for this laudable program. May the splendid Baghe Qazi Garden soon resound with the joyful songs of beautiful avian friends and delightful laughter of many precious individuals.
In ecology news, Indian groups hold fairs to raise eco-awareness. The Center for Environment Education, a national organization, and Solid Waste Collection and Handling, a cooperative of self-employed individuals of Pune, together organized weekend events for those in housing complexes in the city. At the gatherings, information about water conservation, biodiversity, and composting were shared in the neighborhoods of Anda and Dunkwadi. There were also children's activities such as paper bag making and games, demonstrating the importance of waste management. Kudos, Center for Environment Education and Solid Waste Collection and Handling, for your collaborative efforts. May all communities work together to bring about a sustainable lifestyle and in turn a more pristine and verdant planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Cuban students graduate from the first sign language degree program in Latin America. We're going to take a moment and pray for peace in the world. Stay tuned for more soothing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a compassionate world. In cultural news, a Cuban course in sign language has its first graduates. In 2004, the University of Havana began the pioneer degree program in Latin America. Cuba has been serving the hearing impaired with organizations such as Culture in Our Hands. As one of its projects, monthly historical tours of Havana, a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Site, are given especially for the hearing impaired. Cuba has a literacy rate of 99.8%, with the majority of hearing impaired individuals communicating by sign language and able to read and write. Congratulations, graduates, on your successful studies. Also, our thankfulness, Cuba, for implementing endeavors to benefit many. May all people be graced with vibrant lives on a flourishing and long-living planet.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Persian entitled Happy Car.
اولی میگه از ماشینت راضی هستی؟ دومی میگه مکانیکم خیلی راضیه.
And now for our viewers hotline on naturalist Steve Brill introduces Nature's Gifts, edible medicinal white plants on healthy living.
The wood sorrel surprised me. Didvemo from Finland.
Greetings, Didvemo. Good to hear from you. The lemonade-tasting wood sorrel is a pleasant surprise. The abundance of healthful and delicious plants, as shown to us by naturalist Steve Brill, is a miracle to be savored by all. Best wishes and God's blessings to you and the warm-hearted people of Finland.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with inner tranquility and contentment. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Egyptian Red Crescent donates 93 tons of rice being distributed via the United Nations Relief and Works Agency to benefit Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip.
In Wisconsin, USA, five siblings in the Jacques family host a summer swimming party for 30 local homeless children, where the Jacques experience the rewards of giving while offering disadvantaged youths a day of joyful fun at the pool.
At the UN-sponsored Global Open Day for Women and Peace, held in Baghdad, Iraq, senior UN officials, Iraqi women advocates, leaders and parliamentarians discussed the importance of enhancing women's participation in the peacekeeping process.
Two Russian cosmonauts Mikhail Kornienko and Fyodor Yurchinkin complete a 6-hour spacewalk in which they successfully upgraded a video camera and repaired cable connections on the International Space Station.
Archaeologists studying the mysterious UK World Heritage Site of Stonehenge discover a second circular Neolithic henge situated some 900 meters away that was made of timbers and dates back an estimated 4,500 years.
Iranian artist Shahab Mohammadi is donating a carpet as a gift to the Hiroshima Peace Center in Japan as his gesture and hope for a weapon-free and peaceful world.
French First Lady Carla Bruni Sarkozy films scenes with Hollywood actor Owen Wilson for her cameo role in Oscar-winning filmmaker Woody Allen's new movie Midnight in Paris.
Horse lovers in provinces of British Columbia and Alberta in Canada save a herd of 30 horses destined for a slaughterhouse by buying them and giving them new homes.
For their caring deeds, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the horse rescuers with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $10,000 for equine food and medical care.
The United Arab Emirates Giving Hands Initiative assembles a medical team that travels to treat people in some 300 disadvantaged Egyptian villages.
10-year-old Brandon Wood from Kissimmee, Florida, United States, works to save the chimpanzees from laboratories by raising money for Save the Chimps Sanctuary and through his efforts to support the Great Ape Protection Act.
For his kind-hearted endeavors, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Brandon with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with a $10,000 contribution to further his noble work.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.